السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. Allahumma faqihna fid din. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off of Surah Ali Imran, starting from ayah number 136 to ayah number 143, inshallah. So we're just going to start first with the word-to-word. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 136. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين. وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين. ولقد كنتم تمنون الموت من قبل أن تلقوه فقد رأيتموه وأنتم تنظرون. Inshallah, that is our lesson. So starting from ayah number 136 to ayah number 143. So inshallah, for our Tajweed theory, we were just going over a review of all of the mudud that we have covered so far. And then in the last class, we were doing the two different types of med, we were doing مد جائز منفصل and مد واجب متصل. So for both of these, we did that they have to be 4 to 5 counts. For مد واجب, as you can guess by the name, it is واجب in every single case to read it 4 to 5 counts. So you cannot make this مد any shorter. It has to be 4 to 5 counts. But for مد جائز, you have been given the إجازة. It is جائز for you to do it only for 2 counts in certain types of recitation. Now, for the recitation of Hafs and Asim, which is the one which we are studying, we are going to continue doing this for 4 counts. So anytime you see that sign of med, you are going to pull for at least 4. And then also we did the 2 exceptions to the case, which were the harf ya and harf ha. So ya harf nida, meaning o for calling, like ya ayyuhan nas. It is going to be put into one word. So when you see the word ya ayyuha, it may look like this is one word, but ya is a separate word and ayyuha is a separate word. The reason why it's important to know this exception is that sometimes you might hear that a sheikh is reciting in a different type of recitation and he only pulls for 2 counts. So you might hear ya ayyuhan nas. Now you might hear that he's only pulling for 2 even though there is that sign of med. Now because of this exception, you know that this is med jaiz. So you know that he has ijaza to do that. You know that this is allowed. And then the same thing for the harf nida, ha, which is basically for drawing attention, such as the word ha ula'i. So even in this case, you will see the ha and ula'i is one word. It is written as one word. However, this is going to be mad ja'iz, meaning that if you do pull for 2 counts in certain recitations, again, you have ijaza to do that. This is allowed. So that was mad wajib and mad ja'iz. Now, inshallah, let's move on to mad silatul kubra. And alhamdulillah, we did already cover this when we were doing mad silatul sughra as well. So the conditions for both of these are exactly the same. So again, we are looking for that ha tamir. We are looking for the ha. And after this ha, there is going to be either a waw med or a ya med. So this is the second condition. It cannot be a fatha med. It has to be waw or it has to be ya. So it's going to have either a dhamma or a kasra. So it cannot have fatha. It cannot have alif. Otherwise, it is no longer going to be mad sila kubra. Now, what makes this mad sila kubra? The reason why this is mad sila kubra is because of the hamza. So again, that hamza is the reason why this mad is going to be longer than 2 counts. And I mentioned in the beginning, anytime you see that sign of mad, you see that there is that squiggly line, you are definitely going to see the next letter is either a hamza or a sukun. So here, the reason for that mad is going to be the hamza. Now, if you recall for mad sila sughra, we learned that one of the conditions for mad sila sughra is the letter after it cannot have hamza. Now, the reason why it cannot have hamza is because if the next letter is a hamza, then it is no longer going to be sughra. It is going to be a kubra mad, meaning that you are going to pull for 4 to 5 counts. So this is the difference between sila sughra and sila kubra. Now, let's say you don't remember the rules, you don't remember how long to pull. Again, all you have to do, look for that sign of mad, and you're going to see it very small. So you have the hat dhamir, you have who or he. Right after that in the Quran, there's going to be a very small wow or a very small ya. On top of that small wow or ya, there is going to be that sign of mad. So let's say even though you don't remember, is this mad sila sughra? Is it mad sila kubra? Maybe you don't even remember it's mad sila or not. All you have to do is look for that sign of mad. You are going to see very small wow or ya with the mad on top. And this is going to be indication that you are going to pull this for 4 to 5 counts. So you must read it 4 to 5 counts. So for example, in Surah Balad, ayah number 7, أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّمْ يَرَاهُ أَحَدْ. So here in يَرَاهُ has the ha dhamir. On top of that, there is the dhamma. The letter after is going to be hamza. So I am going to pull this for 4 counts. يَرَاهُ أَحَدْ. Pull this for 4 counts. Let's say I don't remember how long to pull it for. I do see that there is a small wow. On top of that wow, there is that sign of med. So I'm going to pull for 4 counts. Regardless if I remember the rule or not, Just remember, if you see that sign of mad, pull for at least four. Also in Surah Kahf, ayah number 110, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Now here, رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, again, I'm going to pull for four counts. I see the letter after is Hamza. Just to confirm, I also see that there is the mad on the ya. So I know for sure I'm going to pull for four counts. So this is going to be mad صِلَة كُبْرَى. Now we're going to move on to mad بسبب السكون. Now what is مد بسبب السكون? This is going to be the مدود that are caused because of a سكون. So remember, when we were doing the مد that is longer than two counts, the مد that is either four counts or five counts, in some cases it can also be six counts, all of these مد are caused by something. And like I mentioned, this something is going to be either a حمزة or it is going to be a sukun. So any place in the Quran, any word, any ayah, you find there is that mad sign. You see there is that squiggly sign of mad. Look at the next letter. It is always going to be either Hamza or it's going to be a sukun. So alhamdulillah, we did cover the mudud that are there بسبب الحمزة, because of the Hamza. Now we are going to look at the mad that are caused because of a sukun. And the first one that is caused by a sukun, this is pretty easy to remember, مد عارض للسكون. Okay, so المد عارض للسكون is going to be because of a, as you can guess, because of a سكون. Now the word عارض, what does عارض mean? عارض means something that is temporary or conditional, meaning that you are not going to see that سكون there only because you are pausing on that word. The last letter is going to get a سكون. So meaning that when you are reading the Quran, there is no سكون on that letter. As you are reciting, you are going to see a fatha, dhamma, or kasra on that letter. But because you are stopping there, you are going to give a temporary sukun. It is temporary only because you are stopping. So in the Quran, in the actual Arabic language, you're not going to find sukun there, but only because you are stopping on that letter, you are going to apply a temporary sukun. And because of that sukun, you are going to apply a mad. So now the lengthening is going to occur anytime you stop on a letter after a mad letter. So let's say you see an alif, you see a waw, or you see a ya mad, and then you are stopping on the letter after that. So let's say in ayah number 135, for example, of Surah Ali Imran, you see the word ya'lamuna. Okay, so here in the Quran, I don't see ya'lamun. On top of the noon, there is a fatha there. So if I'm continuing, I'm going to say ya'lamuna. But if I am stopping, I am going to temporarily put a sukun on the noon. Ya'lamun. Now you see on the noon, I am putting a sukun. Now what is the letter before the noon? The letter before is a waw mad. So you're looking for the mad. You are looking for either an alif mad, ya mad, or waw mad. And the letter after is going to have sukun. Then if you are stopping here, you're just going to pull it for either two counts, or you can pull it for four counts, or you can pull it for six counts. And this is entirely dependent on your speed of recitation. Now, usually in our class, we do four counts because we want to keep it consistent. So I as well do four counts when I read alone. But if you are reading a little bit faster, you can do two counts. Sometimes if you are reading extra slow, you can also pull four or six counts. So for this type of med, you do have that choice. Depending on your speed of recitation, you can choose either two or four or six. So basically, this only comes when you are stopping on a word. Alhamdulillah, most people are aware of this type of mad. If you have been listening to any sheikh when they recite, all of the shuyukh do this mad, usually for four counts, so you should be aware of this type of mad. So now let's look at some examples. So Surah An-Nas, ayah number 1, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So this is the ayah. The word An-Nasi ends on a scene with a kasra. Now if I'm stopping here, how am I going to recite? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So I'm pulling for four counts. Seen is going to have a sukun. The letter before the seen is an alif med. So because of that, I'm going to pull for four counts. Now you are also allowed to pull it again for two counts, or you can also do six counts. I always do four, and you can also do four as well, as we do in this class. Let's also look at Surah Fatiha, ayah number 2. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameena. Noon has a fatha here, and then if we are stopping, we're just going to pull this for four counts. Rabbil alameen. Pulling this here for four counts. So this is going to be mad'arid lis-sukun only when you are temporarily stopping on a word and putting a sukun on that word, then you are going to apply this type of mad. So let's look at ayah number 136, and then inshallah we will do some analysis. So here in the word ula'ika, this is a four count mad. I see that sign of mad, automatically I'm going to pull for four counts, and this is going to be mad wajib. Jaza'uhum, again I see that sign of mad, automatically pull for four counts, and then here this is going to be also mad wajib. Maghfiratum min rabbihim, ra here in maghfira is going to be heavy. Min rabbihim, ra again is going to be heavy. Wa jannatun tajri, ra here is going to be light. Min tahtiha al anharu, ra here is going to be heavy. Khalidina fiha, kha is going to be a permanently heavy letter. Wa ni'ma ajrul amilin, ra here is going to be heavy again. And then here, when I stop here at al-alamin, I'm just going to pull for four counts. This is going to be mad'arid lis-sukun. Wa ni'ma ajrul amilin. Just pull for four counts. If you are not stopping here, you want to continue, then you don't have to do that mad. So I'm just going to say, ajrul amilina qad khalat. So I'm not pulling, I'm just going to do the normal two counts. So again, that type of mad is entirely dependent on the sukun. So if that sukun is not there, then there is no need for that longer type of mad. Qad khalat, qaf is going to be heavy, that is going to have qalqala. Khalat, kha again is also heavy. Min qablikum, ba is going to have qalqala. Sunanum, fasiru, ra is going to be heavy. Fil ardi, ra is heavy, dad is heavy. Fanzuru, dha is heavy, ra again in this case is going to be heavy. Kayfa kana aqibatul mukathibin, ayn is going to be from the throat. Qaf is going to be heavy. Mukathibin, and then ending here on a sukun, I'm going to pull four counts. Mukathibin, this is going to be مدعارد للسكون. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة. الله is going to be heavy. للمتقين. قاف is going to be heavy. Again, this is going to be مدعارد للسكون. So I am going to pull this for four counts. للمتقين. Because there is that temporary سكون on the noon, I'm going to apply مدعارد للسكون. Then in the next ayah, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Ha, we're going to make sure it comes from the throat. We want a little bit of warm air. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. So make sure you do have that engagement of the throat. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. عَيْن is going to have توسط. It is also from the throat. You are going to feel a little bit of constriction. So we want to make sure that we are rolling that عَيْن in the throat. الْأَعْلَوْنَ. A'lawn. So make sure that عين is going to be from the throat. إن كنتم مؤمنين. And then here on مؤمنين, Hamza is going to have a little bit of a jerking sound. It has جهر. And then also we end here on a four count مد. مؤمنين. This is going to be مدعارد للسكون. إن يمسسكم قرحون. So meme is going to have tawassut, rest on the meme. Seen is going to have safir. It's going to have a little bit of a whistling sound. إن يمسسكم. Qarhun, qaf is heavy, ra is heavy. Ha, again, is going to be from the throat. We're going to engage the middle of the throat. Faqad, dal is going to have qalqala. Massal qawma qarhun, mithlu. So, al qawm, qaf is going to be heavy. Qarhun, qaf is heavy, ra is heavy. And then ha, again, is going to be from the throat. Mithlu. And then ending here, make sure that you have a little bit of air in the ha to make sure that you don't drop this letter. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ. Allah here is going to be heavy. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاء. So here, شُهَدَاء, I'm going to pull for four counts. This is a four count med. Also, we are going to do nabr because there is a hamza. Nabr meaning that we're going to raise the voice a little bit, apply a little bit of pressure on the hamza. We don't want to drop this letter. So we're not going to say shuhada. Now you don't hear that hamza at all. We want to make sure that hamza is audible. Apply a little bit of pressure. Shuhada. So a little bit of a jerking sound on the hamza. It is going to have jahar. Also, it's going to have nabr, meaning that you raise the voice a little bit. Wallahu, Allah is going to be heavy. La yuhibbu al-zalimin, Allah is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a four count med. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ Allah is going to be heavy. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ Ra is going to be light. And then we end here on a four-count mad. أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ Ba is going to have قَلْقَلَ أَن تَدُخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ Allah here is going to be light. يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ Saad is going to be heavy. Ra is going to be light, and then we end here on a four count med. وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ قَاف is going to be heavy. Dal is going to have قَلْقَلَ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَلْقَوْهُ So قَاف again is heavy, and then ba here in قَبْلِ is going to have قَلْقَلَ تَلْقَوْهُ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ Ra is going to be heavy. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ Ra is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. And then also we're going to end here on a four count mad. This is going to be mad arid lissukun tanzurun. Just pull that four counts. So inshallah, we'll stop here for today and then move on to the tafsir portion of our class. And then in the next class, inshallah, we will just continue the review of our mudud. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.